We're now joined on the call by the head coach at UAlbany, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Coach Gattuso.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing just fine. Quite a game up at your place on Saturday. You guys come up on the short end of a 36-30 game in three overtimes. Give me your impressions on that contest.
Well, you know, it was a tough loss for us. You know, we felt like we had a chance, several opportunities to win the game. And, you know, you got to credit Richmond. They're experienced and they're gutsy, and they made some plays. And, you know, I think one of the things when you're trying to build a program and you're playing a top five, top eight team or conference champ is, you know, we had great energy. Our kids played their tails off. But we lost a little focus on fundamentals in some of our scheme, and we opened ourselves up for some problems just trying to do too much individually and not relying on our team concept. And it got us in trouble. You know, we for as well as our effort level was, I mean, you know, we ran around a little more than we needed to. We accomplished some of our goals in limiting their big plays and not giving them run balls up and things like that. But all in all, I rate our guys really highly in their effort and their heart and their want to. But we were very average at executing our plan on defense and at times on offense. So, you know, we got to grow. And I think a game like that's a great learning experience. You got to learn to win tough, big games. And you know, so we better get back to drawing board and get better.
That's where I was headed next. You guys, you know, certainly two top 20 programs, Richmond, a team that is picked to win the league, and your guys able to go toe-to-toe with them. Were their heads still up? I mean, can you take that game and build off of that game and realize that you've got a pretty good football team, too?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, we internally feel like we can play hard, and that's a big aspect of it. You know, we have some deficiencies that we've got to keep working on. Some of that is just recruiting and time. But, you know, we're playing hard. And we, you know, if we can stay healthy, you know, we'll be a very competitive team throughout the rest of the schedule. We just got to keep working and you know, and it'll be interesting to see how they bounce back. I thought Sunday they were down, but they were, you know, eager to get rid of it and get on with Maine. It's something that's, you know, we preach to them that every week, and this conference is a big game. And our preparation has to be excellent. Maine's they're a really good football team. You know, they played a brutal schedule, and they're battle tested, and you know, I just they're excellent, and they're great on defense. So, you know, we got our hands full on this road trip to try to get back on track.
We're here with UAlbany head coach Greg Gattuso. If you have a question for Coach Gattuso, just hit *1 on your keypad. We got a couple in queue. If you'll get to those for us, Angel.
Your first question comes from Harry Mooney with Bangor Daily News.
Hey, Coach, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. You?
Albany is good, thanks. Albany has never lost in Orono. It's like your home away from home. But looking ahead to to Saturday, what concerns you about Maine? And tell me about, you know, obviously the passing game. They've got a lot of weapons. Just a few thoughts on Saturday.
Well, you hit it right on the nose. They have outstanding outside receivers. They have a senior quarterback that's playing good. I have found Maine to be a physical, tough team. Every time I've lined up against them, and what I hasn't changed that opinion. I think their defensive line is outstanding, and you know, the schedule that they played has been rough in the sense that statistically it might look something. The defense isn't what they are, but they're as good a defense as I've seen in 3 years in this league, and I think they're excellent, and I think I had them as a dark horse in my mind to be conference contender, and they're 1-1, and they certainly are on track. You saw the way they played JMU and the way they came back at Delaware to win. They're a good football team, and you know, we gotta really play our game to have a chance to win.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Mike Lowe with Portland Press Herald.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Good.
I'm just wondering, do you see similarities between your program and Maine's program in terms of, you know, you were saying, you know, your game last week is a game that you guys have to learn to win, and Joe Harris-Simiak has said that throughout the first three, four games this season. They have to learn to win those games. So you guys are similar in that aspect?
Yeah, I think in some regards, I think, you know, the difference is, you know, Maine won the conference in 2013 and been in the playoffs a couple times in the past 5 or 6 years, and I think their start point is, you know, they that's been a good program for the most part, and you know, we kind of have a little more growth, I think, in the sense of moving into a new league, but it's the same concept of teams have to learn to get over the hump, and there's experience out there. You know, you look at Richmond, our game last week, and you know, I thought we played up top. I mean, they had 20 points at the end of the regulation and under 400 yards. It was a good effort. But, you know, they continued to make plays when they had to. If we tried to answer as much as we could, we just, you know, the last play of the game, we got a guy wide open touchdown, but we're, you know, we threw up a protection and we're not able to protect it to get in time to throw it. And they're the little things in big football games. Just do your job. And I think that game will help us do through that. And they're probably going through the same thing. So I've probably similar in some regards.
It's a matter of really you learn through going through it, right? I mean, you learn through playing.
Fire if you're ready, you know. And this league, you gotta play hard. You gotta recover quickly, physically and mentally, to go on to your next football game. And that's the message of our team. And you know, these are. Every game is precious in the CAA, and you know, our kids really realize that. I think it was something that took a little while to get, but you know, you do learn from it. There's no question. You have to prevent hangovers from games like that. You got to make sure, you know, that you're mentally ready to go the next week. So, you know, there are things we're working on.
Well, one last question. You mentioned the Maine's passing game. They've also shown the ability against, you know, Bryan and against even Connecticut that they can run the ball when they need to. So this is a tough offense to prepare for.
Yeah, anybody that has balance and big play potential is really tough to prepare for. And, you know, like I said, that's, you know, our issue on offense is just the youth and trying to get those guys going. And the injuries have made us even younger in our skill department. So, you know, we just got to, you know, the learning curve is happening. I mean, I'm happy with some of our learning. And you know, when you look at Maine's offense, you see, you know, I thought Mike Wright out of high school was a big-time receiver, and he's been fantastic. And their other guys are just as good. But we're used to seeing great receivers every week. You know, Richmond had a group of receivers that were as good as anybody. So, you know, it's kind of a weekly occurrence.
All right. Thanks very much, Coach.
Sure.
Greg, for the first time all season, Richmond was able to slow down Elijah. But Nevin, his number's not great, but comes through with 207 yards passing, and including a big 51-yard pass the minute 17 to go. Kind of give me your impressions on his play and that ability to step up when teams are focusing on your run game.
I think what you're seeing in his development is, you know, if the people that saw the game, I mean, we either dropped a couple or overthrew a couple, and that happened. But, you know, percentage-wise, we've got to get him a few easier throws. But the bottom line is executing the plays, and that 11 for 33 for 205 yards is 15 for 33 for 300 yards, maybe. So, you know, it's just part of the growth process. And some of the issues are really just experience and understanding. You watch Willetta. He throws an out route on a pressure where he's going to get hit, and he holds it, and he knows where his receiver's going to be. He's been doing it a long time, and he makes the throw. Our guy is getting there. He stood in there. Believe me when I tell you, that last play of the game, he got hit right squarely in the chest as he delivered the ball. He held it as long as he could, and that shows me the courage to step in and make a throw in a critical situation. We didn't complete it, but there's stuff there to build on. So I'm happy with Nevin. You know, we've continued to win the turnover battles and even the big play battles in the game, and that bodes well for us. We can continue to stay within what we're trying to do.
And then before I let you go, I'd be remiss to talk about the effort of Malachi Hopkins, 16 tackles, a couple of sacks, and, as you mentioned, how do you feel like your guys played against a very diverse and strong Richmond offense?
Like I said, their heart and our heart and our effort is outstanding. I love being around our team. They're excited about football, and they're playing as hard as we can play, and that covers up a few deficiencies. We're just not that big, and we've got good speed. I think Malachi's is turning into a great football player, and he's impactful in football games, and hopefully he can continue to do that. And he had a really good night for the most part, and could have changed that game. I mean, it was a lot of big plays by him, and we need him to continue to be a leader for us and kind of epitomize who we are. We've got to play with great effort and be a tough as we can be football team to have a chance and to push through the schedule, and starting with Maine Saturday.
All right, Greg, thanks as always for your time this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.